Hey, Doc, we have a listener. Her name is Katie Ward, and she wanted to congratulate you. And she has an 11-year-old grandson, Jack, who's an aspiring broadcaster that wants to be just like you. Yes, he's very interested.
Yeah. When it's middle school or high school, I always work through the parents because we don't want them to neglect their studies. I was 14 when I made this decision to be a hockey announcer, and I was lucky I got to do what I wanted to do.
Pretty great.
I'll be more than happy to be an email mentor through her to the aspiring broadcaster.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
And that aspiring broadcaster standing by on the phone. Going to meet our kid of the week now, Jack Egrick. Jack is 12, oldest of three kids, goes to Manuka Intermediate School, sixth grade. I'm told Jack is bright, athletic, and kind. Well, let's find bright, athletic, and kind Jack and say good morning. Hi, Jack.
Hello.
Are you bright, athletic, and kind?
I hope so.
That seems like a lot of pressure, buddy. A lot of pressure. There's something very important you're doing for your grandfather. Before we get to that, I'd like to know if you and Doc Emmerich are now on speaking terms via email.
Yes, we are.
Come on!
Very nice. Very nice.
He is very
nice. Isn't he unbelievable? He's amazing.
Unreal.
Now, are you watching the Stanley Cup Final so you can hear him call games?
Yes.
He's the best. There's nobody better. Nobody better hockey. Ever. Ever, 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 ever.
He was pretty funny last night because he made some comment about somebody being wider, and Eddie Olczyk said, hey, what's wrong with being a little fuller?
Full-figured Eddie.
And then there was an IHOP pancake commercial, and Eddie said to him, are you going to take another shot at me? You know.
Yeah, I saw that one.
That was pretty funny, I thought.
So, Jack, you want to be a sportscaster?
Yes, I do.
Well, you know, you have the email for Doc Emmerich. I'm going to give you Dave Ennett's home address, and anytime you want to swing by.
Just come on by, Jack.
Just hang out
we'll
at his house.
Sports.
You can talk about football and basketball. There's nobody better than Dave calling those sports.
Yes.
So you're a lucky guy. All right, now talk a little bit about what, because I have no doubt you're going to be a big success. Talk a little bit about what your family is doing in regards to your grandfather, who unfortunately has Alzheimer's, right?
Yeah, so a couple summers ago, we started a fundraiser called Hockey Against Alzheimer's.
Okay.
And it was, so I was playing spring hockey, and, like, you could either make a pledge to donate for, like, every goal, or just, like, you could just donate whenever. And we ended up raising, like, $15,000.
Wow.
Against Alzheimer's. So it was pretty cool, yeah.
That's excellent. And, the effort goes on, right? You can still donate to the cause that you support?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
All right. I think you are sure about that.
I see the website. You can.
And what is the website?
Us Against.
It is GoFundMe.
Oh, God. Okay.
It's a GoFundMe page?
It's GoFundMe, and then it's Hockey Against Alzheimer's.
Okay. And what's the Us Against that you were going to mention, Samber?
In the video, Jack, your mom sent us the video that you did. It was Us Against Alzheimer's. So that's Us Against Alzheimer's. There's .org is the website.
All right, so you can GoFundMe or you can go .org.
Yeah.
All right,
mm-hmm.
Us Against Alzheimer's, .org. Or give me the GoFundMe page again.
It is Hockey Against Alzheimer's.
What position do you play?
I play center right now.
Oh, is that right? Look at you. Are you a good passer?
Yes, I couldn't play this spring, though, because I had an injury to the growth plate of my elbow. So I wanted to thank ATI Physical Therapy for helping me.
Well played.
Nice.
Well played. Well played. He dropped that in like a broadcaster.
Yep.
Good for you.
Yes, I did.
I don't know how that happens. What, did you fall on the ice or something?
No, it was like a thing that happened over time from like doing face-offs and shooting all the time. So it eventually like separated and it just,
Well, it's wild. That is absolutely wild.
It's pretty wild.
You're going to be okay, right?
I'm okay. It is getting a lot better.
All right, excellent. Well, you got a great family, obviously, and my best to your grandpa and the fight he's putting up because he seems like an amazing guy, and the video you did for him is really cool. You are bright, athletic, and kind. You're a good dude.
Thank you.
And I have no problem with you being Doc Emmerich's new best friend, even though that used to be me.
Hey, Jack, are you a good big brother?
Yes. We have our fights.
Right. But most of the time, they'll listen. I mean, you're obviously the one with wisdom.
Yes.
Jack, I love having you on the show. You're a great kid of the week. Give your mom a hug.
Okay, thank you.
See you, buddy.
I will link his GoFundMe page, which has the cutest picture of him and his papa, and the video is in there.
Nice.
Yeah, so they could do that.
I should have let him thank his other sponsors.
Right.
While he was on before
ATI
I got
physical therapy.
I mean, that takes a lot of experience to be able to slip that in that way.
Slid that in unbelievably. Well done by him. If people want to nominate a kid of the week, what do they do?
They can go to WGMRadio.com/contests and click on the kid of the week link and let me know. Or send me an email, find me on Facebook. We can do it. I can help you get that kid nominated.